Well, the good news for you today is that I didn't write my sermon today. It was written for me. It was written for me by this island, this wonderful island that we have and all that goes on this island. When I have to do a homily, when we don't have a visiting priest, I let the week's events influence me. And what a blessed week we've had this week. The island offers so much, has so much spirituality. And on Tuesday night, on the dock over there, they had a wonderful film playing, which opened the film festival and closed the West Indies Wooden Boat Regatta. And that film was called Playing for Change. It was a film about how groups of people can come together and make a difference to this world. Groups from all over. And the filmmaker started off in Cuba, he went to New Orleans, he went to Africa, he traveled the world and had these musicians playing the same piece of music. And that piece of music that they played all the way through, it's about an hour and 20 minutes. Each time, it was just as they were writing a sermon as they were singing those songs. Music can be such an impressive influence on us spiritually, which is why our music ministry is so important. We're so blessed to have Ombelin and Mikhail playing for us. Is anyone who sat here for the 10 minutes before church today listened to their pieces? It was very moving and very spiritual, even before 9 o'clock when the service started. The first song in the film was Stand By Me. It started off with a street musician playing from New Orleans and then went to Cuba. And those words, stand by me, no, I won't be afraid if you stand by me. Those are the words you hear in the Bible all the time. Don't be afraid. You are the Lord. You are my salvation. And then the film ended with that great Bob Marley song, One Love. Again, look at what we heard in the gospel today. It was all about love. One love, one heart. Let's get together and it will be all right. Those are words that just could be at every Bible, it should be at every lectern this Sunday. One love, one God. Let's get together and it will be all right. When we actually heard the readings from the gospel today, you know that that's the message behind what's being said. Everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. The one trouble with those words are, it's saying, if you believe in Jesus, yes, you'll have God's love with you. But it's not saying that we as Christians are the only people that have God with us and have that love. It's saying at the time, Jesus was there, and if you listen to his commandments, and his greatest commandment was love thy neighbor, that's how you can get close to God. It's not trying to make us an exclusive religion. It's trying to make us an inclusive religion by saying, if you love thy neighbor, if you love that person, then you can love God and God will love you. The second inspiration I had this week was just last night, a wonderful film that won the best Oscar this year, Guillermo del Toro's Shape of Water. And that film, again, was just a fairy tale message which we have to listen to and should listen to on our Sunday mornings. It's the same fairy tale which appears in Beauty and the Beast, Frog and the Princess, about somebody who sees another person who's completely different from them, reaches out and protects that person, even though there are incredible differences between the two. Again, that's the message that we've heard today. Reach out. No matter what those differences are, we can reach out and help each other. Differences are not about what the Bible is. Differences are about what we see. We make those differences. God doesn't make those differences. He sees one group of humans. He doesn't see the religion, the color, the sexuality. He just says, we're all here together. That was the message in the film that I took last night. And then on Thursday, I was doing some work just to see what we could have for the meditation group. I like to have a different theme for our meditation group. We have, I don't know if you know about our meditation group, it's been meeting for more than 10 years, longer than I've been on the island. And we have a theme that lasts about 5 minutes, and then we meditate for the rest of the hour in silence, sometimes with some background music. I was looking for a theme for this week because the person who normally runs the meditation group is in Paris. She's just lost her husband, sadly, Diana Borel. And I came across a reading by the poet Maya Angelou. Now, I know some of you might think her politics is a little bit too radical for you, but her words are right, just what we need to hear sometimes. And she was quoting her grandmother and said her grandmother would just know when you made the right decision. To quote her, she says, "You know what's right, just do right." And those are my exact words that I actually was saying here 2 weeks ago, saying, when we have a decision to make, we know what that right decision is. We know we've made the right decision. It might not be the easiest decision to make, and sometimes we may make the wrong decision before we realize that we've done that. But deep down, we know what the right decision is, because it feels right. Maya Angelou said, "Doing right gives you a kind of protection. Try to be the best that you can and the best human being you can. And try to be that best person you can in your church, in your home, in the classroom, with friends, at the workplace. Try to be the best person you can." She says, "Take up the battle. Don't turn a blind eye to something that you know is wrong. Take it up because this is your life, the one life you have, the one world you have, the one world we have. Let's not ignore things when we don't think they're right." She says, "Pick up the battle and make this a better world." Each one of us. Pick up the battle and make this a better world. It can be better. And it must be better. And it's up to us to make that change. One person can make that change because that one person's smile, that one person's gift, that one person's love spreads so much further if we allow it to. But we have to start the ball rolling. And that's why those words that we just heard, that we didn't choose God, He chose us. He chose each and every one of us to be His disciple, His follower, His friend right here on earth. And we do that by showing that love. And that love is being compassionate to others, it's being kind to others, understanding others. To quote the last person in the film, he said he plays music because he's in the joy business. Well, we all ought to be in the joy business too. The church ought to be in the joy business. And we do that by showing that love. Showing that compassion. Showing the empathy. Let's all be in the joy business this week. Amen.